We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hello, GetBooked listeners, and welcome to The Handsell, a special weekly installment of GetBooked that's all about books we just can't resist shouting about. This is Jen Northington, and today's handsell is What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat by Aubrey Gordon, which was originally recommended to me by Patricia the Great, who is on all the books and all the backlist and has an amazing newsletter that y'all should sign up for. It's at theinfofile.com. I'll leave a link in the show notes. But before I get into why this book is so good that it is getting a handsell episode, let us hear about our sponsor.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right, so I feel like I need to give some context for this. So Aubrey Gordon, first of all, the author, is, as I have come to know, kind of a big deal on the internet. I somehow did not realize, but you might know her work from her podcast maintenance phase or her other writings. She started Your Fat Friend. Like, she has been out here doing this for a while, and I somehow have missed it. We're all in different corners, I guess. So I'm so glad that Patricia talked up this book the way that she did. I put it on hold months ago, and my library hold finally came in. And let me tell you, I devoured this book. It is so readable, and it's so important. And I think one of the things I want to say about this book is that So I think we've all done a lot of reading. Well, many of us have done reading over the past year plus around social justice work. So whether that's dealing with, racism or disability, different forms of discrimination, we've talked a lot about it on the various shows. And I know that we've been recommending books that have done that for us. I did not realize that I wasn't covering anti-fatness in those social justice readings. And my own understanding was limited to sort of like the body positivity vibe, which is like, yes, wear whatever you want. Like, you don't have to be ashamed of your body. And that was as far as I ever got. So a very surface level understanding of what Aubrey Gordon calls body justice. And this book lays out the myriad and really messed up ways that anti-fatness exists in our world, aside from just like what you look like, in your clothes. Like, it's so much deeper than that. And I'm so grateful to Gordon for writing this book, because now I have like had a whole learning experience around this. So Gordon goes into not only her own experiences with anti-fat harassment, including sexual assault, but goes into the medical science around dieting and how like the science actually says it doesn't really work long term for most people and can also do damage to your long-term health in ways that I was not aware of. She goes into both internalized bias and insecurity versus the very real inability to move through the world that fat folks experience, as well as the intersections with racism, discrimination over sexuality and gender, disability. Like, these are all tied together. And what this book really brought home to me was that if we are concerned about racism and discrimination and transphobia and harassment of women and gender nonconforming folks and all of those those things, fatness has to be a part of the conversation, because the harassment and discrimination against the fat community is just as baked into the system and in many ways is tied to white supremacy and misogyny and all of these other things that a lot of folks out there are working to dismantle. So it has been really eye-opening and helpful for me, because I can now situate this conversation in the context of the other social justice education that I'm experiencing and work that I'm doing. And Gordon is just such a good writer, man. She just lays it all out in this tone that is both extremely well-researched and, I guess, educational, for lack of a better word. Like, she lays out these medical studies. There's extensive notes for references and more resources if you want to go look them up. But she's also very personal and, you know, is telling you stories. She's using like almost a casual tone, I want to say, that really brings you in. And it's like, sit here next to me and I'm going to tell you some stories. And these stories are messed up. And this is what I've experienced being in this world. And I think a lot of folks will either have the experience that I did as a straight size person, with understanding so much more about the discrimination and abuse that the fat community is experiencing in, you know, the medical field, in like moving through the world, in the job world, like all the places. And or if you are part of the fat community, I feel like this will be very validating for you. Like, it's not about you being insecure and just like having to deal with people not being quote unquote attracted to you or whatever. Like, there's so much more that you are struggling with and facing than I think is popularly depicted. And Aubrey Gordon also does go into media representations in very interesting and telling ways. And so, yeah. I think this is an extremely important book, when I honestly feel like pretty much everybody should read, because there's so much in here that I have been taught the exact opposite of, especially on the medical side. And it also is kind of like shocking, the information, for example, about how plane seat sizes have been shrinking over the past decades makes me so angry for all of us. And I think that's Gordon's message here, too. She says, you know, justice for any body, fat bodies, trans bodies, you know, queer bodies, black bodies, is justice for all of us. And the improvements that could be made to help fat folks live their best lives would benefit all of us, just like with every other social justice movement. Like, these things benefit everybody, but we are free to ignore them because of the way the systems have been set up to privilege those of us who don't have to think about it. And so it is worth all of us thinking about. So again, I am just so, like, such a fan of this book, so grateful that it crossed my path and that I got to pick it up, and highly, highly, highly recommend to everybody out there. This is probably not the last time you'll hear me recommend it if we get questions about health on the show. It's definitely going to come up, but you heard it here first on The Handcell. So again, that is What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat by Aubrey Gordon. Thanks go out to our audio editor, Jen Zink, who is the best. Thank you all for listening. We super appreciate that. You can find more book recommendations at bookriot.com. You can also find our other podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. If you would like to email us, you can do that either if you have a question for the main show or you just want to send some feedback. That's getbooked@bookriot.com. Speaking of feedback, you can also review us on Apple Podcasts, which helps other folks to find the show, and we do love to see those come in. And in between shows, you can find us online. I am back on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Tumblr as Jen IRL, J-E-N-N-I-R-L, or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we'll talk to you next time.